I've always struggled, kind of. I've never been exceptional at anything. I've never excelled at anything. And when I was teaching, nothing. But that was obviously the environment. It wasn't just me, but nothing was good enough. And I always felt like I wasn't good enough. But in peer support, I know I do a good job, and I know that I help people. And I know, you know, with some of the people I've worked with, and I see the progress that they've made, and even just with a couple of people at the studio that helped, see their progression now, and I think, well, that's them, but it's partly because I helped them initially, and I do sometimes wonder if I'd had someone, if I'd had a peer support worker back in 2002, how different my life would have been, if I'd been able to recover quicker, or actually had more recovery focused stuff back then than I do now. But I really, sometimes it's like light bulb moment, you'll talk to people, and I do believe there's a place, you need clinicians, you need mental health nurses, psychologists, you know, psychiatrists. But my opinion on our team is just as valued as sometimes the doctor comes and asks me, oh Lynn, such and such feels like this, or I'm struggling with this. So, well, maybe if you don't approach it like that, because you might feel like you're criticising, but maybe do it like that. Oh, yeah, I never thought that. And that's really nice that you think, this guy's trained for like years, yet my opinion is still valid, and I like that, and I'm really respected, and sometimes it's difficult, and I used to be like that, I guess, as well, when you've got a mental health professional coming to your house, and you know, it'll get better, it has before, and it will again, and yes, it does, it gets shit again, but it does get better, and then it gets shit again, and it gets better. But when you're in that, you genuinely don't think it will get better. So I think if you've got someone coming to your house sitting there saying, oh, I'll get better, you've been there before, you're just sitting thinking, but it's shit now. And if you've got someone who you know has experienced something, you don't necessarily know, I don't disclose all of my mental health history. People just know that I've suffered with problems. There's a time and place for certain disclosures, and it's not about me disclosing all of my past to someone, it's about instilling a bit of hope, because when you're in that place, it's gone, you've got none, it can be quite hard. But people see you sitting there and they think, oh, but you know, people don't know what it's like to wake up and wish you were dead. I'm like, well, not you, I don't know how you feel, but I do know what it's like to wake up and wish you were dead, and I do know what that feels like. And it surprises some people. And then I think you've got you can build up quite a good working relationship, because this helped me, it might not help you, but this helped me. And sometimes, oh well, I've tried that and it didn't work. Yeah, I tried that once, didn't work, but when I did it again, a few years later, it changed and it was different. Like the psychology that I had years ago compared to a couple of years ago when I had group therapy, it probably had more of an impact on me because I was in a better space than it did previously. And just explaining that to people makes them think, oh, okay. Where if you're sitting with a mental health professional telling you this, and you're going to be like, well, you don't know how it feels. You don't know what it feels like to wake up every day and wish you were dead and have to struggle to get out of bed. But having someone like, yeah, I do know what that feels like. It's like validating how somebody feels, and everyone needs that, don't they? Everyone needs that validation. But I love peer support, and I've just, again, been through quite a rocky patch, but I know that that's how my life is. There will be times. But the times in between are really good where they weren't years ago. It would go between shit to not great to really shit, where now it's the bad times aren't as often. They're still really bad, but they're not as... But the good times in between are better. I think is what I'm trying to say, that, yeah. My mum just used to say when I felt really bad, you've just got to hang on. You've just got to hang on until you feel better. And I do think that now, sometimes, you know, recently when I was in that dark place, I could just hear a voice in my head saying, you've just got to hang on, and tomorrow might be better. about being proactive as well, and I think sometimes you've got to want to get better, and you've got to want to